Okay, this was sent in anonymously, so we're just gonna start it. Starts. Hello? Shit, Ryan, you startled me. What are you doing here? I thought you boys were meeting for a beer. Sorry, hun. I thought I was picking him up. I guess I'll head to the bar, he said. Did you just work out? You're looking pretty buff there, stud. No wonder you get all the ladies. I did, but I don't get them all. I never had you, he said. That's too bad. I'm sure we would have had a great time. Well, I really should go. Don't want to keep your guy waiting, he says. Before you go, would you mind assisting me with real quick? I can't quite reach this platter over here. I walk over to help you. And as I do, I can't help but notice how tight your yoga pants are. They're clung to your skin, showing off your shapely ass and toned legs. You continue to struggle reaching up for the cabinet, and as I get behind you to reach over you, the scent of coconut on your hair from your shampoo hits my nose, while the smell of my sweat from the gym hits yours. The warmth beneath us instantly increases. You feel my now hardening cock pressed against you. As I bring down the dish you were trying to get, you notice it, but you do not shy away. In fact, your instinct is to push back again. As you turn to grab the plate, your nipples show through your thin blouse, begging to be sucked on. Our eyes lock, and the desire overcomes us. I lean in as we lock lips, and our tongues find their way to play with each other. My hands grip your waist, lifting them onto the kitchen counter. We rip each other's shirts off, quickly as we can, to have as much of our flesh touching as possible. I had always known your breasts were magnificent. I had admired them from afar. But seeing them up close brought an instant erection, begging to be unleashed. My lips find their way to your breast as I begin to suck you hard and your diamond nipples as your hands take my head, pulling me in. I slide down my mesh shorts, revealing my massive meat. You whisper in my ear that you've always wanted to swallow my dick. And so I responded, here's your chance. Without hesitation, you drop to your knees, spit on the head of it, and wrap your lips around my thickness, taking it in as you hadn't had a meal for years. I took a handful of your hair and began to fuck your face, your saliva dripping all over the corners of your mouth, and my shaft pounds into your throat. I can't recall the last time I received a blowjob with such energy. As much as I want to explode into your mouth, I fight the urge to become what is to make your pussy mine. I pull you up beside your hair, and then you stand there. You are already sliding your pants off. No one's surprised, your panties are non-existent. As you wrap your legs around me, the heart from in between them overcomes the hesitation I may have had. My mouth waters over to the thought of being able to taste your nectar. We move to the floor. The chills of the wood against the heat of the skin, of course, goosebumps. As I position in front of you, I lean down while my face is against your dripping entrance. I let my tongue slide to enjoy the delicious syrup. You push my head back, and I can tell you wait no longer. I don't want your tongue. I need something bigger. I move up and lift your legs. You're resting on my shoulders. Your head's wrapped around my manhood, and I guide the head to your wet hole. You release me as I look down, watch your finger and clit. You're already glowing red, incredibly swollen. I begin to slide inside of you. Your juice is coating me as I stretch you, feeling you inch by inch my throbbing cock. Your eyes roll back, and you bite the lip as I spread your lip and I take your throat. Between both of our hands and squeeze, feel your body respond. Your pink pussy gets wetter and warmer each stroke. I refuse to finish until I take you from behind and I get a full look at your spectacular rear. It's no secret your hours of lunges and squats have paid off. Your hubby is such a lucky bastard. I pull out as I roll over you and offer you up a gorgeous backside. Your ass raises and your shoulders drop, showing me that this isn't your first backdoor dance. Your asshole pushes and pulsates as I rub my thumb and I recenter you. The few seconds while responded, we reposition ourselves over there. Already has a feeling tighter, and it pushes me to the edge. I again grab your hair, snap your head back with each thrust. Our skin slapping, your moans louder, my grunts filling the room. I feel the crotch, the cranch, and the warm rush of your orgasms take over. Your body shakes in pleasure as I hold a wave overcomes you. I hold back no longer as again I pull out and let you come splatter at the blast of my juicy ass cheeks. I collapse on the floor next to you, both of us pouring sweat. Oh, so much for the never having me. I think next week I'll just tell him to go for golf and just stop and see you again on my way. That sounds like a lot of fun. Make sure you come hungry, because next time I'm going to test those oral skills. Oh, I will make sure I have a strong appetite. With a giggle as I stand to help you off the floor, you pull the yoga pants back on, asking me to clean up my cum as you do so. I use my finger to wipe some off, pull it in to put it in your mouth. You have a hard on again as you suck it off. Now, you better get going. I can't have him suspecting anything now, can we?